Hey, this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Lucy Dacus' new album has a ton of nods to art history, from the actual oil painting on the cover to the museums and churches she's played leading up to its release. But Forever Is a Feeling is ultimately a record about her present. She looks back at the destruction necessary to create something new.
Just like noticing that your life moves in cycles as well, and that you change and you grow, or you grow towards things and away from other things.
Dacus joins me to unpack some of the big ideas at play on Forever Is a Feeling. This is the first time where she felt more comfortable sharing details she'd normally leave out, including using gendered pronouns.
I realized that once I had written it that way, it would have felt bad to change it.
And how a trip to an offbeat museum led to a lyric about a famous School of Paris sculptor.
I started writing Modigliani at the Barnes Foundation in Philly, looking at some Modiglianis.
It's Lucy Dacus coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Filings opened Wednesday for the Senate District 6 special election. DFLer Nikki Hardy of Pequot Lakes has joined five Republicans who filed since the opening. At least two other Republicans and one other Democrat publicly announced their intentions to run. Candidates have until Tuesday to file. Early voting for the special primary will begin April 9th. The primary election day is April 15th. The Rock Ridge School Board tabled a vote Monday that would shed 15 staff members from its budget as part of its $2.5 million of cuts. Iron Range Today reports 20 people spoke to the board for more than an hour, mostly in opposition to proposed cuts to the music program. Teachers and parents worry that cutting electives would deter open enrollment in the district. Parent Molly Peltier says the music department is already devastated.
Without quality personnel, these world-class facilities and this cutting-edge educational model that have rightfully received so much praise and media attention will be nothing more than an empty shell and an even emptier collection of trendy buzzwords.
Laurentian Elementary Principal Angie Williams says cuts to physical education have her considering up to 50 kids in one gym class. Board member Jennifer Bonner says that sounds chaotic.
I think we're looking at liability, and kids getting hurt.
Iron Range Today says the board wanted extra time to decide on staff cuts. A working session is set for 4 p.m. Friday. Decision day is Monday. The district has until Tuesday to decide on tenured staff cuts. Hibbing made $1.8 million in staff cuts last week and still must cut another $1 million. A bipartisan bill to change the exemption process for schools with Native American mascots is making progress in the state Senate, giving Grand Rapids a chance to keep the Thunderhawk. Megan Buffington has more.
The 2023 state law prohibiting American Indian mascots requires schools wanting to keep their mascot to get unanimous approval from Minnesota's 11 tribal nations and the Tribal Nations Education Committee. DFL Senator Mary Kunish of New Brighton authored that legislation. She's also behind the new bill that would instead allow districts to request an exemption from the nearest tribal nation. It was laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill earlier this month. The Grand Rapids Thunderhawk was denied an exemption because of its apparent reference to a 19th century companion of Sitting Bull, though the district says it was not aware of Chief Thunderhawk when it chose the name in the 90s. Grand Rapids has put off making any changes. School board member Dave Cowan told the Senate Education Finance Committee that a change would cost an estimated $800,000.
I can assure you that we have much better things to spend our limited resources on than the determination, removal, and replacement of a fictional mascot, especially if our local Native American community supports the Thunderhawks.
The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is the nearest tribal nation to Grand Rapids. Band Director of Education Lori Harper says if the bill passes, Leech Lake would work with the Mille Lacs and Fond du Lac tribes to decide how to proceed.
We would all determine the best way, upon the advice of our tribal governing bodies, to move forward. And I don't know what that even looks like at this point.
Kunish, who is of Standing Rock Sioux descent, has advocated for the discontinuation of Native American mascots because of their harm to Native youths. DFL and Republican legislators have attempted to modify the mascot ban several times in the past 2 years. This is the first time any effort received a committee hearing. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
MnDOT in St. Louis County will host an informational meeting on road construction happening this year on Highway 53 in Eveleth. The meeting will be 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Rockridge High School Athletics Commons. Construction is expected to begin the same day and will include removal and replacement of bridges on Highways 53 and 37 and construction of a roundabout at Progress Parkway. There will also be resurfacing and intersection improvements. Motorists can expect lane closures. A recording of the information discussed will be available at MnDOT's website after the meeting. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
What's up, party people? I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe. And the new album from Lucy Dacus gives you clues immediately. The album artwork? It's her in an oil painting straight out of the Renaissance. The record is filled with classical instrumentation, string sections in abundance. And she recently finished a set of shows playing churches and museums. Boy, it feels like we're back in art history class, huh? Well, you'd be right. But that's only part of the story when it comes to Dacus' new album, Forever is a Feeling. Lyrically, in contrast to her previous ones, Forever is a Feeling isn't about the past, but the present. Dacus, who also plays in Boy Genius, joins me today to unpack everything about the album, including collaborating with Hozier, a nod to Joanna Newsom, and how a trip to an offbeat art museum led to a song named after the painter Modigliani. So let's not waste time. Our conversation up after a little bit of Big Deal. It's Lucy Dacus.
So what changes, if anything? Maybe everything can stay the same. But if we never talk about it again, there's something I want you to understand.
It is Lucy Dacus with Big Deal, a song from her fourth studio album, Forever is a Feeling, which is available now. It features appearances from Hozier, Madison Cunningham, Blake Mills, Barty Strange, and her bandmates from Boy Genius, Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers. Lucy Dacus is my guest today. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Hey, Lucy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. You just wrapped up a really cool lead-up tour for Forever is a Feeling in some unconventional places like the Holy Trinity Church in Brooklyn and the Dry House Museum in Chicago. That seems like really fun, although probably a challenge in its own way. Why did you want to play shows there?
Well, this whole album cycle is kind of like rooted in art history and like just really beautiful things and like lushness and attention to detail. And I kind of think like maybe mostly like forgotten forms of art. Like people are not often like executing art at that skill level and with that patience anymore. So I wanted to just bring some fans to listen to the new songs into like some very like beautiful spaces, because those spaces actually like encourage thoughtfulness and stillness. And they were the most polite crowds I have ever had in my whole life, because I think people don't like, they're like, oh, I can't be loud in a church, I can't be loud in a museum. So yeah, it was like very good for listening and paying attention to like the lyrics.
As it should be. This is an awesome record. If you're just joining us, it's World Cafe. We're talking with Lucy Dacus. There's so much I want to get into, but I kind of want to start with from the lens of 2021's home video, or home videos, which was, you know, if you say that album is about your adolescence, specific moments from your past, How would you describe what you're digging into on Forever is a Feeling?
Forever is a Feeling is very much about the present. Or I wrote all the songs from feelings that I was having at the time, where like home video was reflecting and like looking back at stories and being like, wait, that was more important than I thought it was, or that was less important than I thought it was. And those people matter to me so much, or those people don't matter to me at all anymore. All retrospective. And this is about basically having just like a overflow of heated emotions and needing to figure out what to do with them. And it's largely about falling in and out of love, and which I've never really talked about before in music.
New territory. Yeah. And I remember the line in the album announcement, I want to get it right. I got kicked in the head with emotions, falling in love, falling out of love. You have to destroy things in order to create things. Can you talk a little bit about that process of destruction and creation and immediacy too, I guess, kind of processing these things real time, how that helped with this record?
I guess that sounds like so dramatic, but I mean, all cycles are creation and destruction. Like the seasons are creation and destruction. Like everything that grows, like it's natural. It's not, you know, like artificial destruction or whatever. So just like noticing that your life moves in cycles as well, and that you change and you grow, or you grow towards things and away from other things. And the phrase on its own, I think that's, I was being sounding really dramatic, but I think this happens to everybody.
I imagine this feels like this last few years has felt really significant. Like there's probably a ton to think about.
Yeah, like huge changes. I guess also like I have been talking with friends like now that like touring is starting up. Like I'm with my band and my crew. And the other day we were like, can you imagine having a job where you do the same thing every day? Like that's most people. And that's like so weird to think about from this field. So maybe I am experiencing a little more change than some people afford themselves. yeah, I mean, I think overall I like that my life is like that. I feel like when I die, I'll be able to say like, I lived such a various life. Like,
yeah. Thinking about that pattern, how long has it been since you've said you've been in a period of normalcy, like a day job? Has it been almost a decade?
Well, even my day jobs were a little bit weird. I mean, I worked at a photo lab in Richmond. I guess that was last in 2016. There was kind of like a slow fade between touring my first record and working that job. And I really didn't expect music to like take off and pay my rent. Like I was working that job totally content. I think I was getting like $9 an hour batch editing yearbook photos and like green screening backgrounds, whatever people were ordering. And yeah, I really liked that because it was meditative. It was thoughtless. And I was able to like write music in my head while I was doing it for like 8 hours a day. So it's not like it's better or worse to have a consistent, you know, job.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. We're talking with Lucy Dacus. The new album is called Forever is a Feeling. Limerence, you know, that's a very specific kind of word, one that I'm sure a few people went to their dictionary or Wikipedia for. And it's not an old word. It's actually only came up in the 60s. Psychologists wanted to distinguish a very specific kind of longing. How did you come to that word and why did it stick out to you?
Well, the first verse of that song is the setting in which I started writing the song at a party. You know, my friend Natalie was explaining limerence to people, like nobody knew what it was. And then other people were playing Grand Theft Auto and I was eating popcorn and a little bit removed from everything, just occupied with my own thoughts of like realizing that I needed to make changes, but like not brave enough to say it yet. So it's called Limerence because that's what was going on. Also, I think it is sort of a foil to the feeling in the song, because in the song, it's like you want the structure, but the feeling is not there. Whereas I think with limerence, a lot of the time, like you have all of the feelings, but you don't necessarily want a life with that person. Yeah. You just want them to love you back. So it's sort of, you know, the song doesn't really describe limerence, but it has, you know, it's weighted too much on one side, the way that limerence is.
Yeah. Let's listen to Limerence. It's Lucy Dacus on World Cafe.
Natalie's explaining limerence between taking hits from a blunt, high as a kite, while Roddy's playing GTA. I swear, why is he so good at this game? It should be cause for concern. I'm just shoveling popcorn into my mouth so I don't say the things that I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking about breaking your heart someday soon. And if I do, be breaking mine too. If I stay busy, maybe I'll forget how I feel and go on living life as I planned it. So bring on the parties, I wanna go. Friendly acquaintance, toeing the line of betraying your trust. Why do I feel alive when I'm behaving my worst? Is there a difference between lying to you if it feels just as bad as telling the truth? I know that there is, and I know what I'll pick. I want what we have, our beautiful.
It's Lucy Dacus with Limerence on World Cafe. It's from her brand new album, Forever is a Feeling, which is out now. Features appearances from Hozier, Madison Cunningham, Blake Mills, Barty Strange, and Phoebe Bridgers and Julian Baker, among many other talented people who joined the record. And this is a gorgeous record. Incredible work by everyone on the team. You know, I think it's important to point out that sonically, you have never been one to shy away from using strings in your songs, you know, go back to Historians. But like it feels like it's been part of your musical DNA, but for this record, it leans into it to beautiful effect. Can you talk a little bit about why you wanted to do that?
Yeah, it's true that I always really love strings because they're lilting, and I feel like my voice can sometimes like take a long time to travel from note to note, which I kind of feel violin or just strings in general can have that nice like in between notes thing going on, but it kind of just fits with the visual part of the record, which is interesting to like write these songs, have an idea for visuals, and then make production decisions sonically that fit into it, and knowing that it was going to be like fine art, I was like, let's evoke like a few more like older instruments and styles. And luckily I met Phoenix Ruziamanis, who is an incredible violinist and pianist and like electronic artist and this overall like genius person. And she's touring with me now for this upcoming tour. And yeah, like she did all of Limerence. She did all of Calliope Prelude, the first song on the record. And just like gives it a depth and almost like a feeling of history.
You said something that kind of blew my mind. The visual art component came before like the recording. Did I misunderstand that?
No, like that, it all happens at the same time. Like I write the songs first, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I start recording. I'm like, you know, what would be cool is if the album art is like an actual oil painting, like made by human hands, and there's no like digital elements. And so then I think of Will St. John, this oil painter that I really like, and he made the cover. And then I'm like, oh, well, if we're going to be evoking like a pre-Raphaelite type of style of art, like let's just stay in the time period and, you know, get these instruments in. And then actually from there, making the track list, part of why it is in the order that it's in is it begins ornate and then it kind of ends. The very last moment of the record is a voice memo from my phone of the first time I played that song out loud to myself, like in my room. So going from strings to voice memo feels like a growing like intimacy, like actually. And I feel like love kind of settles in that way too.
We really have to talk about the incredible work that Will St. John did, because I'm sure a lot of people saw that and thought it was a photo. And then I'm like, holy renaissance, Batman. This is like a Botticelli painting. It could, you know, did Joanna Newsom find a new cover for the remaster of Wise? You know, like there's something very awesome fine art about that. And then the concerts in the museums and the churches, and then the strings in the front. Like I felt like, you know, I don't want to be conspiratorial, but obviously this all ties in together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to be doing these things and watching people notice the themes emerge. And yeah, that's great. You referenced the Joanna Newsom cover because that was a big inspiration. And I just like, I think that when people are like sometimes phoning it in and doing something really simple kind of like reeks of irony or like, I don't care. And it, to me, it often like feels really put on. Like that people want to be too cool. And I'm like, what if I put in a lot of effort, you know, and or like, what if somewhat like I obviously didn't paint the thing I just asked, but like, what if a lot of this is like celebrating people's efforts, like being in a church, you can't help but think about all the people that it took to make it and all the time that it took. And same with museums, like each painting is so like so much time that went into it.
You're listening to World Cafe. We're here with Lucy Dacus. The new album, Forever's a Feeling, is available now. My name is Stephen Kaleo. And I want to highlight one of the features on the record, a duet with Hozier, a gorgeous duet called Bullseye. What was the genesis of the song?
Well, it's kind of like the ideal breakup. It's like, you know, realizing like you got into love with somebody with the best intentions and it was mysterious at the start. And then it's also mysterious at the end, like why it's not working anymore. Even if you love someone so much, they can be not right for you. And so my idea was that it's more powerful if two people walk away lovingly than if one person does and the other person's hurt. So, you know, Hozier takes a verse and a chorus and it's kind of like these two people just saying like, everything I ever loved about you is still applies. You're still great. And it's just not right anymore.
Let's listen to a little bit of Bullseye featuring Hozier. It's Lucy Dacus on World Cafe.
I'm misspiraling your books to read your notes in the margin. The closest I came to reading your mind. The answers to the questions only made more questions. I hope you're never fully satisfied. But I wanted to be there today. Figured it all out. Whoever it is, I will be proud.
That's a little bit of Bullseye featuring Hozier. This is World Cafe. Lucy Dacus is my guest. Forever is a Feeling is the name of the new album. It might be a little thing, but this is the first album where you reveal a little bit more about the subjects you're singing about, where in some places you wouldn't know if it was a he or a she or a guy or a girl, and you reveal a little bit more about your subjects on this album. What made you feel a little more comfortable going in that direction? Or, you know, because I always feel like when you're protecting someone, it's hard to get out your honest truth because you're writing around certain things. What made you feel more comfortable with doing that on this record?
I guess, I've always written with ambiguous pronouns because I want people to be able to put themselves into the songs. And I guess you're referencing Best Guess, you know, You Are My Girl is like pretty gendered there. Mm-hmm. And it really did feel like a first to me. But I think most people are not even going to blink. I think it's expected that that's true. Or, you know, some fans have, like, playing that live, people go and, like, you know, clap or that, like, they're excited. I'm acknowledging that. But also, like, I have been behaving as such for those paying attention for a while. So, it felt nice to do. And I realized that once I had written it that way, it would have felt bad to change it. Because sometimes I'll change a lyric if I feel it isn't. I don't want to say it as bare bones as I am. But changing that felt like it would be a little bit of a betrayal in some way.
Yeah. One of the things that I enjoyed about this record is that the songs aren't necessarily like, this is a heartbreak song, this is a love song. It's one thing to write one or the other, but it feels like a different challenge to kind of carry both of those emotions and ride them through the wave of a song. Do you find that to be a challenge to sort of go, this isn't quite A or B, and figuring out the right balance of the emotions at play?
Well, I think that nothing is entirely like in a vacuum, good right. or bad, or love or hate, or, bliss or pain, whatever, either or you could think of. And it's okay if one song is just bliss and if one song is just pain, but I'm more interested in songs that can acknowledge both. And I think love is so like that, like having like a true love really makes you aware of what you're going to eventually lose. Mm-hmm. Like it, you know, when you have a love that makes you want to live forever, you really realize you won't. And so there's like this very tragic feeling along with the best feeling that you can feel. And then also like when things end and you're in a lot of pain or you're hurt or you have lost something, there is this sort of like clearing of space and freedom that comes with that and gratitude. And so, yeah, I mean, life's complex. Life is nuanced. I'm really interested in nuance, and I think that if I can add nuance to people's understanding of love, that would make me feel really happy.
This is World Cafe. Lucy Dacus is my guest. The new album is called Forever Is a Feeling. We got one more song to get to, and I probably will screw this up, but Modigliani Melancholy got me long in the face. If I didn't know any better, that could be a rap verse, yo.
Thank you. What's interesting is recently my friend was like, I can tell that you listen to rap from your music, from the new, they listen to the new record. And I was like, that's interesting. Cause I'm definitely not rapping, but I think there's a lot about like fitting where you can like, I don't know, like the shapes of sentences, like how much you can fit into a phrase or how much like rhythm matches rhythm. You can rhyme rhythms basically. But anyways, I like that you're picking this because it's World Cafe's Philly, right?
Yeah. It's based in Philly, yeah.
I've started writing Modigliani at the Barnes Foundation in Philly, looking at some Modiglianis. So that's a fun fact.
Let's take a listen to it. Modigliani. Here on World Cafe, it's Lucy Dacus.
Loving father, friend and son, printed backwards on my shoulder blade from leaning back on a plaque on a bench. I carry David's name until it fades. Why does it feel significant? Why do I have to tell you about it. Trying to fall asleep, back flat on the floor while you were eating continental breakfast in Singapore. You make me homesick for places I've never been before. How'd you do that? How's tomorrow so far? A trip, seeing what you got from them, for better or worse, a blessing and a curse. You don't need to love them, but you do. You can take off a year or two, but I'll be here when you get back. When you told me about your new man, it wasn't news, 'cause you've got all these mannerisms that you never do, like rolling your eyes and laughing real dry, like you were trying him on for size. Even if it doesn't fit, you'll wear it, 'cause if it's what you want, you're gonna get it. I've heard this anecdote at least a dozen times. Yeah, I know every word and inflection as if it were mine. I like watching you win over a new crowd. You can make them go wild, you can leave them spellbound, but you will never be famous to me.
On World Cafe, it's Modigliani from Lucy Dacus. It's on her new album, Forever is a Feeling, which is available now. Lucy, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, this was a treat. Thank you.
There you go. Lucy Dacus, new album, Forever is a Feeling. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Pleasure to speak with Lucy Dacus. New album, Forever is a Feeling, is out now. To music from Lucy's bandmate in Boy Genius, Phoebe Bridgers, solo off of Punisher, it's Kyoto.
Sober, you
emerging and established artists. This is World Cafe.
I'm not afraid to die. pick up and leave her. I want you, fever. Pick up and leave her. I want you, fever. Pick up and leave her.
New York City band Mama, that's I Want You, Fever, from their new album, Welcome to My Blue Sky, mini concert with Mama coming soon. They are so good live. War on Drugs, another band that is fantastic on stage, up all night from a deeper understanding. And we've got new music from one member of Animal Collective, next on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, and maybe you can already hear the smile on my face because I'm going to play Noah Lennox, who performs as Panda Bear. He's one of the members of Animal Collective. He does some really wild stuff. And this time it feels like he's taking us out to the ocean, out to the beach, getting ready for some summertime vibes, a little dance hall, a little reggae going on this track. New music from Panda Bear. It's called Fairy Lady.
Lost in thought. house run out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check. When I'm walking, I strut, I stop, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, strut, I stop, and I'm so strung out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
Putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe with the pride of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Violent Femmes, from their self-titled debut, Blister in the Sun. I never knew when to clap during that song. I still don't, but it's okay. Hey, thanks to our affiliates, including our friends at KEOS in College Station, Texas. They make World Cafe possible. We produce this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. In the weeks and months to come, as public radio faces federal funding cuts, KEXE is doubling down on our coverage of what happens here in northern Minnesota. I'm Heidi Holton. We're also working to be more transparent so you know exactly how we are funded. Here's Sarah Bignell, our CEO.